Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia. Rochester sports leader, 95.7 ESPN.
Time to talk to Kevin Payne, some fantasy football. Kevin's an expert at RotoWire.com for two decades, the industry's premium fantasy sports resource. Let RotoWire help you win at fantasy football. They have all the information you'll need to dominate your league. Get a free 10-day trial at RotoWire.com/free. Kevin, how you been, bud?
Been good. Tell me, have you guys, can you ever remember a week where there were two teams favored by at least three touchdowns?
We were just talking about that.
Yep, I know this. I know the answer. Are you ready? I'm going to pull it up. Da-da, da-da. 1987.
Really?
San Francisco over Atlanta, and Dallas was favored over the Eagles. And the funny thing was, Kevin, both teams did not cover. So let that be a lesson. But, I mean, honestly, Are you scared picking against it? We'll get to the fantasy stuff, but are you scared picking against the Dolphins or the Jets this week, Kevin?
Yes, I. You know, last week I was absolutely wrong. I thought Miami might show up for the game. Now they went ahead and traded one of their starting cornerbacks. They might not be done dealing. I'm telling you right now, these are two teams that could end up meeting in the Super Bowl. Talking about Dallas and New England, Dallas has looked fantastic so far. Their defense is definitely showing up. They got a couple of tough linebackers. And New England, look, it started pretty easy for them. About as easy as it could get, just considering that Pittsburgh's defense has looked terrible the last 2 weeks. So, you know, interesting games. Surprised we're seeing this, but it's going to be the same way throughout, I think, the season for the Miami Dolphins. This is a team that is clearly tanking and has no interest in showing up for football games. Not a good sign when the players are lined up asking for trades.
And Kevin, just while we're talking about Miami quickly, I mean, for fantasy purposes, there's really nobody worth rostering right now, or do you still have any faith that Kenyon Drake could be productive, or that somebody in their wide receiving core could be productive with who knows who is throwing the ball?
No, I really don't. You know, Preston Wilson, he gained a little bit of some buzz in the preseason, had a couple of good preseason games. For some reason, I won't get off the Devontae Parker island where I sit all by myself. But even him, last game, 7 targets, no catches, no yards. Kenyon Drake might be the only guy. And at least him yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, gave a pause, tried to spin it as positively as he could that he's still going to show up and work hard and try to get this team winning. But I don't, and I thought maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick even might have some value here and there. If you think back to the Buccaneers days, at least he was throwing up 300-yard games. Yeah, he might get picked 3 times, but he's also throwing 3 or 4 touchdowns and going for 300 yards. But right now, there's 0 people on that team I trust.
Kevin Payne, RotoWire.com, our guest. And Kevin, we are looking to you for advice this week. I can think of every owner out there. Oh, gosh, I have Drew Brees. Oh, gosh, I've got to let go of Ben Roethlisberger. What to do about Cam Newton here? All these, finger quote here, streaming options at quarterback this week for that owner that it finds himself in a bind between your Daniel Joneses, whatever the Jets might try out, Teddy Bridgewater. What are some good options that you might find at the quarterback position on the waiver wire for this week alone, Kevin?
I'm probably going with Mason Rudolph. Now, look, he's home going up against Seattle, but remember, Seattle doesn't have Earl Thomas, and I think that's a pretty big hole for them. We've seen teams move the ball on them the first 2 weeks of the season. I got that game mixed up. I do like Pittsburgh going into San Francisco. It's got the games, the weeks mixed up. Just because I think that you can move the ball on San Francisco. And look, San Francisco's looked great so far. One of the more surprised, they're kind of the Buffalo Bills of the NFC, winning the first 2 games kind of surprisingly, being 2-0 and doing it on the road. So I do like Mason Rudolph. He's got a good rapport with James Washington. Clemson. They went to Oklahoma State together. He's still got Juju Smith-Schuster, who's going to make some big plays for him. He's got a clear rapport with Vance McDonald, kind of the safety blanket working over the middle, and had two touchdowns last week. So I would say if you're looking for both this week to stream and for season long, because we know Ben Roethlisberger is going to be out, he's the guy I would take a look at. I'm a little bit left high on Teddy Bridgewater, just given the fact that he didn't look great last week. He's got to go into Seattle, which is one of the tougher places to play. And I don't know that we don't see some more Taysom Hill. For some reason, Sean Payton loves to use him. I called him the most athletic guy he's ever been around. I wonder if we go out and see a little bit more Taysom Hill. Bridgewater did not look that great in relief last time. So Daniel Jones is out there, too. I don't know. They could still switch back to Eli. They haven't totally committed to Jones and said, you know, he's going to start the rest of the season. But he looked great in the preseason. So maybe he goes ahead and gives them a little bit of a lift. I do think, though, that overall the Giants are probably going to try to lean on Saquon Barkley a little bit more, which they should do. I don't think they used him enough last week against Buffalo, much to their detriment. So those are all guys that I would go ahead and take a look at. Just depends on your league and which guys are out there on the waiver wire.
Kevin, I want to go back to New Orleans because you mentioned Teddy Bridgewater didn't look great in relief of Drew Brees. I'm wondering how much you're fading the other New Orleans assets, Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas. What does Breeze's injury do to their value here moving forward?
I was still okay with Thomas. He got 13 targets again. So 13 targets week one, 13 targets week two. I think that Mike Thomas is going to be just fine. Kamara, the only problem with him is I still wish they would use him more. I think it was week one where they came out at halftime. They ran him on the first play, ran for like 9 yards. Then they took him out of the game, and I was like, this is the second play after halftime. The guy's been sitting for 20 minutes. He's still fresh. Why aren't you using him more? Only 26 rushing attempts through two games. And granted, they were down pretty early last game, but I think they got to lean on Kamara a little bit more. I know a lot of times we take a look at these injuries and think that this is going to really decimate these guys' value. I don't think it really, those guys are going to take a hit. I think it might be a guy like Jared Cook who takes the hit and some of the secondary wide receivers, talking Ted Ginn and maybe even Traquan Smith. Although Traquan Smith, being the third wide receiver, has probably worked with Bridgewater a little bit more than the first two starters. Might add to his value, but I'm not willing to call these guys dead. If their owner's panicking, you can buy these guys 8 cents, 90 cents on the dollar through a trade. I would go ahead and try to do so.
We're talking with Kevin Payne from RotoWire, writes nationally, of course, but you're a Buffalo native. So let me throw you this Bills fantasy angle at you. Kevin, we're going to play the Devin Singletary, does he dress or not, game all week here. Sean McDermott not really giving us much yesterday, but he didn't have to in his Monday press conference. But let's say we get to Wednesday and Thursday and Singletary has that hamstring. Are you considering Frank Gore, old man Frank Gore? Is that a viable streaming option in the home opener against the Bengals, Kevin?
I think he is. He even caught two passes, but he's never really been that prolific of a pass catcher in the past. Even though the Bills could have gone to T.J. Yeldon in the passing down, they really didn't. So I think Frank Gore is definitely an option. He's going to get the goal line work. He's averaged less than 3 yards per carry, and I would love to see Singletary healthy and how the Bills would be handling this. I really do believe that if Singletary was completely healthy, at some point they're kind of the shift is going to go towards Singletary as far as the touches go. But for now, especially if we don't see him practice on Friday, that'll be a really telling sign. I'm totally comfortable using Frank Gore in a flex spot, maybe even as high as number two running back. So he's out there on a lot of waiver wires, which run tonight for most leagues. I would go out there and grab him and start him with a lot of confidence if Singletary is going to go ahead and be ruled out.
Kevin Payne, RotoWire.com, our guest in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Kevin, where was I going? I know where I was going. Here's where I was going. We had you on before the season started, while we were doing draft prep, and we asked you what your bold prediction was. I want to give you a moment to puff your chest out a little bit and revisit your bold prediction that my co-host kind of chortled in your face when you said that Lamar Jackson could be a top five fantasy quarterback. I personally am frustrated at Lamar Jackson in my neighborhood league, my little 10-team neighborhood league. I drafted both Jackson and Deshaun Watson, and I left Jackson on the bench this week. It cost me a win because I started Watson instead of Jackson.
Fool.
Listen, it was the right play. I made the right play. Looking back, I wish I would have done it differently. But to talk about what you've seen and what Jackson has done, and is this pace that he's on right now, sustainable here moving forward?
Yeah, so what you need to do is go ahead and see if you can work out a trade. Find Cam Newton's owner, find Jameis Winston's owner, see if you can work out a deal. You won't have that headache every week of trying to figure out which guy to play, although we're not too far away from the bye week, so maybe having the two quarterbacks will be beneficial. But look, give a lot of credit to Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator for Baltimore. In the offseason, they went ahead and retailed this offense to suit Lamar Jackson. The only thing I'm worried about is, can he stay healthy for all 16 games? And probably the prediction I should have made was he'll be top five on average per game. Because I do worry him being a little bit of a slighter guy than a Cam Newton, for example, that can take all these hits and end up making all these runs all season. But his arm has improved. They're running a lot of great plays. That throw he had down the sideline to Mark Andrews was beautiful. He's got a speedster in Marquise Brown. I really do think he's going to go ahead and keep this up. He's a great play this week against Kansas City. I don't think Kansas City is a great defense. We know that Kansas City is going to put up a ton of points. I think one of my friends out here in Buffalo pointed out that the last time the Chiefs were held below 20 or 21 points was actually against the Buffalo Bills a couple of seasons ago, believe it or not. So you know Kansas City is going to put up points. Baltimore is going to have to do the same. And I just think between his rushing ability and the improvement in the passing ability, people were reporting this, and a lot of times we go out and dismiss them, rightfully so. We get all these reports, no matter what sport. This guy looks like he's in the best shape of his career. He's improved so much. But for Baltimore, it looks like it's coming to fruition for Lamar Jackson. So if you went ahead and drafted him, if he was a very late guy to draft, he's really you're really reaping the benefits of making that selection.
You know, I did chortle, but then I took your advice, Kevin, and I drafted him in one league. And now I'm happy, Kevin.
Smitten.
I got Kevin Payne from RotoWire, our guest. So tonight, imagine, Kevin, everybody taking a look at their league, what players are available, because any team could use a running back at this point or a wide receiver to fortify their bench. When you're looking at leagues right now, who are some players that you're finding a low percentage here that are being owned? Who would be some of those best available players you're seeing available for a waiver wire pickup here on a Tuesday?
Yeah, so if I'm taking a look, man, I really did like Jalen Samuels, a running back for Pittsburgh. James Conner, for his knee, looked like he was going to be out, but now yesterday he said he's going to be fine this week. He'll be able to play. Jalen Samuels is kind of a trade of all jacks. He can line up in the slot. He was great last year, I believe, against New England. He had 142 rushing yards. So he was kind of the primary guy I was telling people to go at. But if James Conner is going to play, then it's going to be more of a timeshare running back by committee. We might even see a little bit of the rookie out of Kentucky, Benny Snell Jr. We might see some of him in that backfield for Pittsburgh as well. So that's kind of tough to tell. If James Conner's out, Jalen Samuels is going to be a great play. Raheem Mostert from San Francisco. You had three guys who got at least 10 touches, double-digit touches, for the San Francisco 49ers this last week. And it's kind of tough to read really who the main guy is, considering they were up big in the second half. You saw Jeff Wilson, who was just signed off a practice squad, run for two touchdowns. But I think Raheem Mostert has been doing stuff in the passing game as well. I think he's a really good guy to go after. He's like 13% owned in most leagues out there, I think was the number that I came up with. We already talked about Frank Gore. Again, Devin Singletary is going to be out or limited. Really like him. And then looking at wide receiver, I talked about both these guys last week. They're worth bringing up again. DeMarcus Robinson, Mecole Hardman from Kansas City. Robinson had the monster game, was the number one wide receiver in fantasy this week. Mecole Hardman would have been top five had a holding call in LeSean McCoy not brought back a long touchdown for him. And he still scored anyway. So two guys to take a look at. And Nelson Agholor, we saw a huge game out of him Sunday night for the Philadelphia Eagles. We had Alshon Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson both leaving the game very early, which opened up things for him to be the number one wide receivers. Jeffrey, it looks like he's going to be out for a couple weeks. We got to wait to hear about DeSean Jackson. But if both those guys are out, Nelson Agholor is going to get a ton of targets this week. And it also helps Zach Ertz, who had 16 targets, which is almost unheard of in this day and age, especially for a tight end. So all those guys are guys that you can go ahead and take a look at and see if they're available on your waiver wire.
Kevin, last week we gave you an update on our sports bar survivor. I'm sorry, our sports bar guillotine league, and mentioned that Saquon Barkley, after the first week of the season, was available for bid. Yours truly broke the bank. I took your advice. I emptied my wallet. I spent my entire fab budget on Saquon Barkley. Why I'm bringing it up is this week, Christian McCaffrey is available.
And you can't bid $1 on him, Danger.
I don't need to. I've got Saquon. No, I'm good.
I can go get McCaffrey now.
What would be your advice to any of our regulars that might be participating in the Sports Bar Guillotine League, knowing that McCaffrey is available?
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And think about what a dud he had compared to that first game of the year where he just went absolutely nuts. I would do the same thing. I would go ahead and spend your budget, try to get Christian McCaffrey, because he's going to be a top three fantasy player the rest of the way. He's really that good. And, you know, at least you got Saquon. You got an extra game out of him. So whoever gets Christian McCaffrey is only going to get him for 14 games. At least you had Saquon for 15 games. But guys like that aren't going to come along very often. I would go ahead and blow your whole budget and try to get him, just as you did with Saquon.
Well, it's an option. Kevin at RotoWire, tell everybody a little bit about where they can follow you, Kevin.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at KC Payne, PAYNE26. And you can check us out on RotoWire, as you said, rotowire.com/free to sign up for your free 10-day trial. We've got hockey's about to get underway. Basketball's about to get underway. We're still going to have a lot of baseball coverage as we head into the playoffs. And you can find my waiver wire article and my FanDuel Daily Fantasy Sports article every week on RotoWire. So check us out when you get a chance, rotowire.com.
Love it, Kevin. Thank you for your time. As always, look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, sounds good. Can't wait to hear who's going to be available next week in the guillotine.
I'm telling you, man, it is wild. It is a lot of fun. I'm having a hard. It's you know what it is. It's a jealous lover. All my other leagues are being neglected because I'm so enamored with what's happening in this guillotine league.
Yeah, and I always encourage people to do this. Try this. I'm doing a vampire league for the first time this year. Try best ball. A lot of different leagues out there that can be a lot of fun. So I always encourage people to try new leagues and see what you like to do.
Love it. Kevin, talk to you next week, bud.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. Again, rotowire.com/free for a free 10-day trial. You can read up on Kevin's work there at RotoWire.
Yeah, so get a load of who's going to be on your waiver. I don't know. I might bid high on McCaffrey, but I'm not bidding $100, Danger. I'll tell everybody.
Well, you're telling everybody that right now. That means somebody that's listening right now in the Sports Bar Guillotine League, one of the remaining
managers. Maybe I'm...
We'll go all in.
Well, maybe I'm baiting you to do that.
Yeah.
You ever think of that? Maybe I baited you, Danger.
I'm not.
Maybe I'm playing you.
I have zero regrets. Zero regrets about doing what I did
okay,
last week.
When you see Daniel Jones this week, you'll be like, oh my gosh, didn't think this giant offense could be any worse.
No. I think it'll be fine. I think it will be just fine with Saquon. I think he's quarterback proof. That was good stuff. We'll get Kevin Payne on demand for you at ESPNRochester.com and theradio.com app if you came in late to that conversation. Up next, takes on tap. We play I'll Drink to That in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
It's a take, but it's more of a story. I'm going to present to you this story we didn't even get to yesterday. I think it's the most underreported story in a long time. There's an owner in sports that being sued by a casino for bad debt. Wait. What? How is this even possible? Like you hear these stories all the time. Somebody gets in over their head at a casino. Well, the casino's going to want to come after you for your money, right? Yeah. Well, can you guess which league will be the one that's not out in front of this? I'll get to that. I'll share my thoughts.
I have a solution for Eli Manning. It could be very easy. Something very simple can happen, and everybody comes out a winner. I'll explain. Some takes on the way next. And Gene's Survive in Advance, Week 3 NFL pick coming up here right around 4 o'clock. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action. From AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.